Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3358B, and today's date is May 21st, 2024, and the title of the episode is Comey Panic, Cyber Attack Narrative Building, Pause, Setting the Stage, Optics Are Important. Talk about our health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that they are panicking like we've never seen before. They're bringing out all the old people that were there when Trump was in the White House, James Comey and the rest, and they're all panicking, saying, hey, we're going to see a different country if Trump wins. We're not going to have the same rule of law if Trump wins. What they're really saying is their way of life, their two-tier justice system, their criminal enterprise, it comes to an end. And this is what they're panicking about. And they know in the end that the people of this country, and even James Comey even mentions it, where he says that people are going to tell Trump, hey, go after this person, go after McCabe. Yes, the people, they're going to want justice in the end. They're going to demand it in the end. Because when they see all the evidence, when they see what is going on, that is what people are going to want. They're going to want justice, just like they want justice with COVID now. Because now, of course, when you look back in history, it's much, much easier to see. Same thing with all the treasonous crimes and everything that these people have done. When you see the evidence and you look back in history, you can see it very, very clearly. When you're in the thick of it, you really can't see it. Because you have all these people, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, all telling you one thing. They're telling you lies and they're hiding the truth. And they like to use fear so you don't think anymore. And now people are starting to think. People are starting to think logically. And the fear is actually being removed. Now, again, the good guys can also use fear in a different way. Think about how the deep state players are trying to bring us to war. Trump is going to use what the deep state is doing. Remember, Trump isn't doing these things. He's not going down to the border and opening the border. He's not starting a war. He's allowing the deep state to do what they do best. Never interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. So if you know the playbook and you know the 16-year plan, you know they are going to do all of these things. Allow them to do it. Show the people the truth. Once the people see the truth, the people start to understand. And that's what Trump has been doing, not just Trump himself, but I do believe he's working with the military and many others. So you're watching the enemy push forward their entire plan. And they're pushing it forward with the country waking up. And this doesn't work out well for the deep state players. So basically, since they cheated in the 2020 election and the 2022 election, and they're interfering in the election in 2024, they know that the people, they can see the cheating. They can see the different cheating tactics that they're putting into place. And it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And as more and more people see it, and this is why the poll numbers are going up, more and more people, they point it out. That's why this time around, it's going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players. And I do believe this is why Trump continually says, this time around, we're going to protect the elections. Think about how we're going to protect them. Yes, there are laws that are going to place. Yes, we have certain other legislators putting other laws into place. We're going to have poll watchers. But when the people know that they're going to cheat because they saw it in 2020, they saw it in 2022, they see the election interference now, and you do the polls and you say, hey, do you think the deep state players are going to cheat in the election in 2024? And the people say, yeah, they're definitely going to cheat. Once the people know, once the people understand how they cheat, it's very difficult to cheat. And this is how Trump, I do believe, is going to protect the elections. Yes, he has lawyers. Yes, we have poll watchers. But I do believe that as we go down this path, the deep state players, they're going to realize, you know something? Everyone's looking at us. Everyone sees what we're doing. It's almost like if a burglar went into the store and the police were waiting inside and the burglar goes, holy crap, all the police here? How did they know where I was? How did they know I was going to be here? How did they know I was going to rob this store? You think the burglar can succeed in robbing the store? No, they can't. If we, the people, see how they cheat and we have people on the ground, can't they cheat? No, that is going to be very, very difficult. And I do believe Trump is now setting the stage. So they realize this. They can't cheat. And I do believe he's pushing them into delaying the election. And it looks like he is now setting the stage. Because what do we see happening right now? We see the cyber attack narrative. It is now building. More warnings are coming out about how China and Russia, they're going to cyber attack the water supply. And I do believe as we go throughout this summer, this narrative is going to build and build and build. And yes, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, the deep state players, when they realize they don't have the ability to cheat, even when they put in their new candidate, they still won't be able to cheat. They will have to resort to actually delaying the election. And how do you delay the elections? Yes, you're going to have a cyber attack probably to hit their own systems. But again, who has to do this? It has to be a foreign entity. So I do believe they'll have a foreign entity, maybe China, Russia, North Korea, maybe one of these, Iran, maybe. And they have to show the people we're under attack. Now, this is going to do a couple of things. When the people see the attack and the people hear this on the fake news and all over the place, people are going to be afraid. And when they start to talk about nuclear war, where, again, you have to remember, this is not World War I, this is not World War II, this is World War III. Nuclear weapons can reach the mainland. They can reach the country, which means they can destroy cities. So when people hear this, and people hear that missiles could enter our country and destroy a city, people will say, no, this is something we don't want. Now, just by them saying it, I don't think that's enough to convince the people. I think there has to be some type of scare event to actually show the people that we are being attacked. Now, will a cyber attack do it? I don't believe so. I think they're going to need something else where people are watching the scare event itself. Remember, a cyber attack is invisible. Cyber attack, you can't see it, you don't feel it, you really don't know. Yes, power can go out. Yes, the water systems can shut off. Communications can be down. But again, is it as scary as, let's say, a missile flying over the ocean where it's heading to the United States and that is being televised and the people are watching it? You hear sirens go off and you see it incoming, and we have the U.S. armed forces try to intercept it, maybe one time in space, maybe it hits it, maybe it misses, and then the next time out at sea. I do believe when people see something like that, all of a sudden it becomes real and people become afraid. So I do believe optics are very, very important. And I do believe all this is being done because it all has to do with the 2024 election. It has to do with the people taking back this country. Trump, I do believe, and the military have set everything up and prepared everything. They're just waiting for the population to come on board. And he needed this pause, and I do believe he confirmed the pause by putting out a truth where we had these 4 years of the resident to wake the American people up. And we're not finished. We're coming into the home stretch right now. And I do believe that this was done on purpose. This was part of the plan. This is why Trump was out there saying, listen, when I get elected, is that going to be my third term or is it going to be my second? It looks like it's going to be my third because it looks like right now, with this pause, it's my second term. So I do believe he did set this up from the very, very beginning. And we can see now that everything is now falling into place and optics are very, very important. And we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Paul Pelosi's attacker, because they had a very, very quick trial for this guy, DePape. All of a sudden, he was tried and sentenced. He was put away for 30 years. And what's very interesting about this is that, remember the attacker, Nicholas Rosk, who showed up at the home of the U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh with a gun and other dangerous items with the intention of killing him? He hasn't even gone to trial yet. So it's very interesting that they got rid of DePape very, very quickly, threw him in the slammer, but looks like they're dragging out the case with Kavanaugh. Isn't that interesting? Why would they do that? Why would they slow walk that case? Very, very interesting. And why would they have a very, very fast trial for DePape? Because they just wanted to bury that story as quickly as possible. Just like Hunter Biden wants to bury all his trials and he doesn't want to go to trial. And it looks like he made another effort to halt the impending trial, but it looks like this is not going too well for him, and it looks like it's not going to work. And I do believe everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing that's going on with Hunter Biden right now, the DOJ would never, ever bring charges unless they're trying to put a lot of pressure on Biden to step down. And I do believe that's why all of this is happening, because they do not want Biden to run. His poll numbers are dropping like crazy, and the people are starting to realize and understand and notice that he cannot function out in public. So it looks like they're going to put pressure on Biden, and they're going to continually do this very, very slowly until Biden folds. Now, if he doesn't fold, I do believe they're going to force him out in a completely different way. And we'll be discussing a lot more about this a little bit later, about the debate that's coming up and what they have planned here. But first, let's talk about all those individuals that Biden is trying to nominate, and how he's continually out there saying that if Trump gets reelected, he's going to put people that have like no brains or something on the Supreme Court. Now, Carrie Severino put this out, and this is Biden saying this last night. Let me ask you, if Trump is reelected, what do you think he'll put on the Supreme Court? Do you think he'll put anybody who has a brain? So let's think about this for a second, and let's think about his nominees. Steve Guest responds to this and says, reminder, numerous Biden judicial nominees couldn't even answer basic questions about law. Biden nominee Sarah Hill was unable to explain the difference between a stay order and an injunction. Biden nominee Judge Anna D. Alba didn't know what the dormant commerce clause is. Biden nominee Cato Cruz didn't know what a Brady motion is. Biden nominee Jessica Clark didn't know what the appellate standard of review for a question of fact is. I could go on. These folks are being appointed to lifetime judicial jobs, but can't answer simple questions. Would it be too much to ask for Joe Biden to nominate folks with a brain? And again, when you look at this, it's DEI. And it's very, very clear that these people have no clue in what is going on. And when you watch Senator Kennedy question a lot of these people, they have no idea. These are the people that we don't want. These are the people that are failures. And again, you could see it very, very clearly. But again, do they want the failures? Do they want these type of people handling the courts? Of course they do, because they then are then controlled. They control what they do. They can't think on their own. So they are told they want robots. They want people that they can control. So this way they can control what's going on in the nation. That's why they're putting all these people in place. Because you have to remember, we're moving towards the presidential election. We know that they've been bringing in all these illegals. They're military age men. We know that chaos is coming, and they're going to continually release these people onto the streets because, again, these are the foot soldiers of the deep state players. And you can see every day that passes, these criminals are hurting, murdering, stealing from this country. And every day that passes, you hear of another crime. Just like out in Alabama, an illegal alien freed into the U.S. is now charged with murdering a 19-year-old, and the individual's name was Adam Luker. And this was a drunk driving crash in Alabama. But again, all these people coming into this country, they are not upstanding citizens. These are criminals. These are human traffickers, child traffickers, MS-13 gang members, terrorists, you name it. Joe Biden, he put this out and said, and not actually him, I think we all know that by now, while I'm fighting for comprehensive immigration reform, Trump calls immigrants rapists and murderers. He says immigrants aren't people. Donald Trump wants a country for some of us. I want a country for all of us. Well, let's translate this. Trump is saying, no, the people that you're bringing in are rapists and murderers. You're actually flying them into this country. These people aren't asylum seekers. These people aren't looking for a better way of life. You're not even vetting them. How do you know who they are? You don't. These people are dumping their IDs at the border so they can't be checked. Think about this for a second. So Trump is letting everyone know that, yes, Biden and crew, they're bringing in rapists and murderers. Trump, he wants people coming to this country that are going to benefit this country. We want the best of the best into our home. Libs of TikTok responded to this and said, these are some of the victims who were killed by illegals under your watch. Look at their faces, their eyes, say their names. How do you sleep at night? And there's a huge collage of women, men, police officers, you name it. Because these people, they're criminals, they're murderers. And this is what they do. And we could see that these criminals, murderers, they realize that if Trump gets back into office, well, he's going to secure the border. And I think this tells you everything you need to know, because right now the New York Post put this out and it says that illegal immigrants are apparently paying attention to the political poll numbers in the United States. Many of them are afraid that Trump is going to win in November and they're rushing to the border as a result. They're afraid that the free-for-all that they have enjoyed under Biden is going to be over, which tells you everything you need to know. Biden is allowing them in. He opened up the borders, and they're realizing, well, yeah, if Trump wins, this whole game that's being played right now comes to a screeching halt. The borders will be shut down. The wall will be built, and we will not be able to enter the United States. So all the countries that have been releasing these people from prison, this will then end. So what are they doing? They're rushing up to the border to get in here because they know there's an idiot that is in charge. They know that nothing will happen to them. They know because they were told, hey, come on up. We'll let you in. And that tells you everything you need to know. And we can see there's many different people in different countries right now that are pushing back against all the illegals. Even in Tunisia, they are now protesting against immigration. We see it out in Ireland, out in Scotland. We see out in the UK, people are getting pissed off. Out in Spain, it's happening all over the place because the people are starting to realize and starting to understand that all these illegals in the country, it doesn't help the country. It doesn't help the economy. It destroys it all. And this is what the deep state has been trying to do for a very long time. But again, sometimes you got to show the people. Never interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. Because with having these open borders, it's actually destroying the D's. I mean, think about it. When bills come up and say, hey, should we arrest those people that commit a crime that came in here illegally? And when they say, oh, no, we're against that, I think that tells you everything you need to know. When they go against shutting down the border, that tells you everything you need to know. So just allow them to do it. Eventually, what's going to happen is the people are going to wake up, they're going to see what's happening, and the people, they're going to demand a wall, they're going to demand a secure border. Remember, when all's said and done, and the people watch all this play out, and they elect Trump, The people are going to now demand these things. It's not going to be Trump saying, hey, people, you know what we should do? We should have a wall. The people are going to say, put up the wall, secure the border. The people are going to say, make the economy better. It's crashing right now. The people are going to say, get DEI, CRT out of the schools. The people are going to say, we want peace. We don't want war. The people are going to demand all this. We've seen the evidence of all the treasonous people. Arrest them. The people, in the end, will tell Trump, this is what needs to be done. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to follow through. That's what this was all about. That is going to be Trump's retribution, because when the people of this country tell him, this is what we need, this is what we want, well, what is the deep state going to say? Oh, all you people in the United States, you're crazy? You're extremists? No, we control the country. We're in charge here, not them. And we're going to show them that they are not in charge by telling the person that we elected to go ahead and do what the people elected you to do. And the deep state players, they are going to be panicking like we've never seen before. Now, remember, the evidence is going to be building all over the place. And yes, we're going to see the evidence of a two-tier justice system, the evidence that they have open borders, the evidence that they've committed treasonous crimes, the evidence that they are pedophiles. And what's very interesting is we have more evidence that there's a lot of pedophiles out there. And this is coming from Ultra Populized Matter on Telegram. It says, breaking, former Red Sox pitcher and 26 other arrested for child sex crimes, but I was told by the mainstream media that this was a conspiracy theory. How could this keep happening? The operation broken down here by the First Coast News, Operation Valiant Knights, which began on April 24, 2024 and ended on April 28, 2024. In the operation, Waters said undercover detectives who posed as children chatted online with the men. He said that the men solicited sexual activity and committed to engaging in sex acts with purported minors at a prearranged location, and that their ages range from 19 to 69 years old. 24 men were arrested at the meetup locations, according to the sheriff, while 3 men were arrested after follow-up investigations were conducted. Kevin Pierce, 57, Waters said Pierce was employed as a maintenance worker at Duval County Public Schools, and that he traveled to a prearranged location with the intent of engaging in sexual contact with a 13-year-old child. Chad Saldowski, 33, respiratory therapist with Mayo Clinic, Waters said Saldowski traveled to a prearranged location with the intent of engaging in sexual activity with an 8-year-old. Austin Mannix, former Major League Baseball player for the Red Sox, Waters said Mannix traveled to a prearranged location with the intent of engaging in sexual activity with a 14-year-old child. And this goes on and on and on. I guess it's no longer a conspiracy, because we're starting to see more and more of this. And it's getting harder and harder for the deep state players to explain why all this is happening. I do believe there's going to be a lot more information coming out, just like we see what's going on with Meta and Google. I think this is going to tell you everything you need to know when it has to do with online child safety bill. Remember, when Elon came in and bought Twitter, it was very, very easy for him to find everything that had to do with children, with how they were marketing children, child porn. He was able to shut it down very, very quickly. If you notice, Meta, Google, and back then Twitter, they said, oh no, we can't find it. It's too tough. It's too difficult. No, they've been protecting all of these people. But Libs of TikTok put this out and said, Meta and Google spent nearly $1 million lobbying to fight an online child safety bill. Meanwhile, X is opening a new office specifically to fight child sexual abuse material. Guess which one the left convinced advertisers like Disney to leave? Elon responded to this and said, but why does this boycott continue? Absolutely. So why would Meta and Google spend $1 million to stop, to fight online child safety bill? Does that make any sense? Absolutely not. Unless they're protecting all the pedophiles, unless they're protecting certain individuals. And that's exactly what they're doing. But you can see, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, the deep state players, they are going to begin to censor like we've never seen before. And when they can't censor, this is when they're going to actually probably have a communication blackout. Ursula von der Leyen, she put something out on X that says Europe must be able to defend itself against all kinds of attacks. I will propose a European democracy shield to detect disinformation and malign interference, to remove content, including AI deep fakes, to make our societies more resilient. So what is she really doing? Well, she's proposing a new structure, and it's going to detect and remove online content from alleged enemies of democracy. So when they talk about AI, when they talk about misinformation, this is everything that's going against their narrative. That is what they're going to shut down. And this is what they've been putting into place for a very long time right now. And you can see at this point in time, they're getting prepared and ready to actually censor as much as they possibly can. Now, when it gets all out of control and they can't keep up with the truth that's being put out there, I do believe their next step is to shut down communications. And with a cyber attack building and this narrative that is building, it looks like we're heading in that direction. But the other thing that's very interesting is that the World Economic Forum founder and executive chairman Klaus Schwab, he'll be stepping back from his role running the global gathering since he found it in 1971. Now, this doesn't mean he's leaving. He's stepping back from the head position. And the forum operates much like a family business, with Schwab's children appointed to high-ranking positions and his wife, Hilde, heading the organization's foundation and award ceremonies in Davos. So this is very interesting. He's stepping back. Now, does this mean that, oh, he's just leaving? I think this is the first stage to that. I do believe they see the writing on the wall. And Truthhammer explains, the World Economic Forum is Klaus Schwab's life legacy. He thought 2024 would mark the end of the 16-year plan to dismantle America, and UN troops would have sovereignty to march wherever they please by now, instead of presiding over the crowning moment of Lucifer's one-world government. He's stepping down before Trump gets back in office. I do believe he's making preparations. He's still involved with the World Economic Forum. He's not leaving yet, but he's preparing. Because, remember, they thought they had everything made. Go back to 2016. They never thought Hillary Clinton was going to lose. Okay, Trump won. 2020, they released the virus. They thought, we got him. Here's the plandemic. We're going to get our dream. Great reset, green new scam. People, they won't even know what hit them. Let's mention it in March. They had Prince Charles at the time, who's king now. They had Klaus Schwab out there. This is the perfect time for the great reset. And then everything started to fall apart. Everything that they plan on fell apart. Injecting every single person on this planet with the bioweapon didn't work. Keeping everyone locked down didn't work. Their plan failed. Now we're approaching 2024. They're looking at the poll numbers. They're looking at the people of this country and the people around the world. They're noticing a major, major shift, and people are becoming patriotic. The people now are standing up for their countries, and the people are going against these people. The people of the world right now, they know who the enemy is. And I do believe they realize this, and they're prepping for it. Yes, they're going to make a last-ditch effort to try to keep Trump out and stay in power. They'll do whatever they possibly can. But I do believe this is going to fail in the end. Just like everything else they have been doing has been failing because they are not in control. And what's very interesting is that we know that the Iranian president crashed in a helicopter. A lot of different individuals in his cabinet died with him. And I do believe they're going to be trying to use this in a certain way to maybe start a war. But I think it's going to backfire, just like everything else. I think they'll try to start a war. But I think what's going to happen is the people are going to see this as a chance to try to take back their country. But what's very interesting, you can see that the criminals, they always honor murderers, criminals, terrorists. OSINT Defender put this out and said, the UN National Security Council held a moment of silence today for the late president of Iran, Raisi, also known as the Butcher of Tehran, who died yesterday in a helicopter crash in northwestern Iran. The United States Department of State, they also went out of their way where they send condolences to the family and the country of Iran for Raisi's death. Richard Gunnell responded to this and said, condolences? Why is the U.S. sending condolences for his death? This individual ordered protesters to be killed. He oversaw the systematic rape of women and demanded gay men be hanged and thrown off buildings. Because this is what criminals do. They give each other awards, just like when you see Obama or Biden giving Nancy Pelosi and others awards, you know, medals around their neck. They actually reward the criminals for committing crimes, for keeping the agenda, and they move them up in rank. And this is exactly what we see happening here. There's no difference whatsoever. But we can see that war is definitely building. You hear the war drums right now. You see what's going out in Ukraine. NATO is sending now trainers to Ukraine. This is a red line that Russia is saying do not cross. And I do believe this is going to get a lot worse as we move closer and closer to the presidential election. We can see the death with the president of Iran. This is stirring the pot right here. And with the new president in Taiwan, we can see that something is about to change there. Taiwan's new president, he's been sworn into office, and he's calling on the Chinese regime to stop its military and political intimidations in a speech that he gave. Now, do you think China's going to say, well, if he says, you know, we got to stop this, we got to stop this. I think what's going to happen is China's going to say, don't tell us what to do. We'll keep doing this if we want to. And he also said, I also want to call on China to cease their political and military intimidations against Taiwan. I share with Taiwan the global responsibility of maintaining peace and stability across Taiwan Strait, as well as the greater region, and to ensure the world is free from the fear of war. Now, I don't believe China is going to actually go along with this. I do believe that they'll probably ramp up their drills and everything else that is happening right now. And we could see that the war drums, they're starting to get louder and louder and louder. And I do believe they'll get really loud probably as we get closer and closer to the month of August. Because this is when the deep state really loves to play, because what happens in August, Congress goes home, they leave D.C., and the deep state has a place to play. And I do believe this most likely is what is going to happen, because August is normally a very, very hot month. Now, the other thing that we could see is that their entire push right now to have another pandemic is going to fail, because the people, they understand that the COVID pandemic was just that, a pandemic. As the evidence continually pours out and the information pours out, and who was responsible for this, how it didn't come from the wet market, it was actually in a lab, and then it's leading back to Fauci and Danchik and the rest, how they actually created gain of function. They lied to Congress, and people now are starting to understand that what they were injected with was a bioweapon. Well, the people, they're starting to understand that this should never, ever happen again. And I do believe this next go around where they're trying to push the bird flu, I do believe it's going to fail. I don't think the people will comply. They will probably use the bird flu to try to kill as much cattle as possible, try to kill as many chickens as possible, try to actually shut down the food supply to scare the people. But you have to remember something very important. Going back to COVID, Trump tried multiple times to tell the people that hydroxychloroquine will help you with COVID. It will help you with basically all different viruses, because it's an antiviral medication. And he tried multiple times. He even came out and said that the VA put out a phony study on hydroxychloroquine. And he spent an entire time explaining why it was phony. Just take a listen to what he said.
Hydroxychloroquine should not be used outside of a hospital setting.
No, that's not what I was told. No, there was a false study done where they gave it to very sick people, extremely sick people, people that were ready to die. It was given by obviously not friends of the administration. And the study came out. The people were ready to die. Everybody was old, had bad problems with hearts, diabetes, and everything else you can imagine. So they gave it. So immediately when it came out, they gave a lot of false information. Just so you understand, great studies came out of Italy on hydroxy. You know what I'm talking about, right? Right? Great studies came out. And the combination of the three. But we had some great studies come out. Italy, France, Spain, ourselves, many, many doctors came out and they said, it's great. Now, you have to go to a doctor. I have a doctor in the White House. I said, what do you think? And it's just a line of defense. I'm just talking about as a line of defense. I'm dealing with a lot of people. Look at all the people in the room. You know, I'm the president, and I'm dealing with a lot of people. And it's a very inexpensive drug. It's almost pennies. It's very inexpensive. And it's been out for close to 70 years for a couple of different things, right? Lupus and malaria and even arthritis, they say. But I think it's worth it as a line of defense, and I'll stay on it for a little while longer. I'm just very curious myself, but it seems to be very safe. But that study was a phony study put out by the VA. You may want to talk about that. I mean, we could talk about that if anybody wants to, and maybe I'd ask Alex to talk about then. If you would introduce our great, talented head of the VA and let him say a couple of words. But that was a phony study, and it's very dangerous to do it. The fact is, people should want to help people, not to make political points. It's really sad when they do that.
Now, you have to remember, the deep state, they didn't want hydroxychloroquine. They didn't want ivermectin. This is why it was a coordinated effort to try to shut down this drug, because if people found out, wait a minute, I can just take this and I'll be fine. We don't need the bioweapon. And actually, people will start then to look and say, well, if it works for COVID, and now we're starting to see it works for the flu, does it work for the common cold? Does it work for every virus? Let's talk about protecting our health. On April 23rd, media outlets began to flood headlines with the latest avian flu development. The FDA said it had detected viral particles of H5N1 avian influenza in milk purchased at grocery stores. While the FDA cautioned that they believe the milk is still safe to drink, others are sounding the alarm. According to news reports, Dr. Eric Topol, founder of Scripps Research Translation Institute, said the finding of viral particles of milk on grocery store shelves means the outbreak is probably more widespread than we know. The dissemination to cows is far greater than we have been led to believe. The FDA assurance that the dairy supply is safe is nice, but it's not based on extensive assessment yet, which they acknowledge. The chief medical board of the wellness company has been closely watching the avian flu H5N1 outbreak in the United States for the last couple of weeks here. And while it's far from certain that most recent strands of bird flu will result in a pandemic, we know that the medical tyrants are never going to be done with us. And with scientists still saying that this bird flu strain could be 100 times worse than COVID, and knowing it's an election year, Americans understand that now, more than ever, we need to be prepared. You have what your family needs this time around, because most doctors still won't even consider prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but we got you covered. Keep listening. The only of its kind, this prescription contagion emergency kit from the wellness company provides you with carefully selected assortment of effective medications for bird flu, COVID-19, and other respiratory illnesses. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer, so you can rest easy knowing that you have an emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. Backed by research from experts like Dr. Peter McCullough, the Wellness Company's Contagion Emergency Kit is a must-have. Every American should have at least one of these kits in their homes. Avoid the chaos, wait times, and price of the hospital, and have exactly what you need for as low as the cost of a single doctor's visit. So go to twc.health/x22 and grab your Contagion Emergency Kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Use code X22, which saves you $30 at checkout. Kits are only available in the U.S. And people would start to recognize it does work for all viruses. See, the pharmaceutical companies, they would have a major, major problem on their hand. And this is why they never wanted this out. Of course, they wanted to cheat in the election. They wanted depopulation. They wanted to make the people sick, and they wanted to make a lot of money. So why would you allow a very inexpensive drug to be put out there? You wouldn't. You would want to shut it down, which means they really didn't care about the people's lives. They didn't really care if you died or you lived. Actually, they'd rather you die, because they were telling you, are bioweapons safe and effective? Just stick it in your arm. We don't care what your medical background is. Makes no difference to us. Just stick it in your arm. And we'll tell you anything you want to eat. We'll even give you fries. And this is exactly what they did. And now the people, they understand. Now the people, they're looking back in history and they're saying, we see it now. I don't believe the people are going to fall for this a second time, which means it's going to be very, very difficult for them to cheat in the election, which means they're going to have to use chaos as we approach the presidential election. And it looks like that's exactly what they're planning to do here. Escalate Network on X put something out and it says, bring the Intifada home. So it looks like they want to bring chaos to America. Number one, escalate. We must escalate our actions against all governments, institutions, and corporations who participate and profit off of and enable genocide. So they're already planning on advancing these riots that we saw in colleges. Number two, interconnected struggles. The U.S. and Israel function similarly to create apartheid through policing, surveillance, land theft, displacement, and beyond. The Palestinian struggle is interconnected with struggles of black and indigenous people on Turtle Island. The unhoused, disabled people, poor people, we are stronger when we struggle together. If you seek liberation, you belong with us. So now they're morphing this into black and indigenous people. So let's think about that for a second. When you look at the illegals that came over the border, are they going to fit into this category? Are they going to say, yes, you're part of this? I do believe so. So we're already starting to see this morph, and they want to bring this here to North America. That's what they're trying to do right now. And you could see that they're prepping and preparing to move forward on this. And we could see that the deep state players, they're preparing for the presidential election. Again, they're going to throw everything that they possibly have at Trump. And just by coincidence, they're going to be releasing a new film, and it's supposed to be September release. And this is The Apprentice. It's a story about Trump, Ivana. And in this, it says that Trump raped Ivana. So you don't think this is timed for the elections? Absolutely are. Trump is already saying he's going to be suing this movie and the people that made the movie. And once again, you could see that this is timed. So they want people to see it. They want people to hate Trump. And this is what they're trying to push. I mean, think about it. Going all the way back to 2016, they haven't let up, which means they're going to push very, very hard right now. And I do believe with what we're seeing with all these indictments, they are now pushing so hard that the public, even CNN and the rest of the networks, they're starting to realize, wait a minute, this case is not going the way everyone thought it was going to go. There is no case. And now we have thieves, liars, porn stars as the expert witnesses that are going to put Trump away. Now, remember, the people are seeing this. The networks are seeing this. What happens if the jury decides to convict Trump just to get Trump? Because remember, Merchant is trying to tamper with the jury and what they hear, what they don't hear. So once again, you can see what is happening. Now, no matter what they do, it is too late. I mean, if they decide to say, oh, yes, he's guilty, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state players. If they find Trump innocent, well, everyone's going to say, yeah, you know something? It was a sham trial. I see the election interference. I see it was a political hit. No matter which way they go, they can't win at this point. And if Biden becomes very, very desperate and takes the next step, it's going to be really, really bad for him. Because we have to remember, he agreed to a debate in June. What was he hoping for? Do you think he really wants to go through with the debate? Or was he hoping that there was a way out of it where he could say, hey, I wanted the debate, but Trump can't debate because he's in prison? Think about it for a second. I do believe Trump kind of pushed him and pushed him hard into making a decision. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But Jeff Clark put this out, and this is in regards to what's happening with the case. He says, again, we've lost Wolf Blitzer. You're dealing with a true implosion of the prosecutor's case. Here's what should happen now in cascading order. Judge Merchant should order a direct verdict in Trump's favor. Failing that, the jury should acquit Failing that, the New York Appellate Division should reverse the conviction. Failing that, the New York Supreme Court should reverse the conviction. Failing that, the U.S. Supreme Court should reverse the New York court. No way a possible conviction survives appellate review at this point. All the Dems are playing for is having roughed up Trump enough with female swing voters to keep Biden in the White House. That's the whole cynical game. Americans should be appalled. Absolutely. And Julie Kelly pretty much sums it up. Jury tampering by the judge. And the jurors, they picked up on what Merchan was doing when he told everyone to leave the courtroom, strike that, don't listen to that. I do believe the people are now seeing it and they're realizing what's going on. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, the judge wouldn't allow our expert to testify. Has anything like this ever happened before? Election interference. Then he put this out. Judge Juan Merchan, who has thus far been the exact conflicted Democrat operative his comrades expected, has a chance to take a real step toward rehabilitating both his reputation and the justice system of New York by dismissing the Biden election interference witch hunt brought by Soros-funded DA Alvin Bragg. Every serious legal expert and scholar is unequivocally stating that the prosecutors have not come close to putting on a case. There is no crime, which means that the right thing to do is to end this scam now and forevermore. It would be a big, bold, beautiful, but highly unexpected yet brilliant step toward justice in New York and our nation as a whole. Now, does anyone think that Merchant is going to do this? You don't think he's corrupt? You don't think they have something on him? They absolutely do. So he'd rather ruin his reputation than to have the blackmail evidence come out against him. And it looks like this is exactly what he's going to do, and he's going to be pushing hard, and he's going to be moving forward. Then Trump put this out, kangaroo court, and he said they have no case. There is no crime. The whole world is watching, and they're seeing what's happening. You can't use conflicted judges. You'll ruin the whole system. Any other judge would have thrown this case out. The people now are seeing very, very clearly the two-tiered justice system. And what's very interesting, it looks like there are unsealed documents that reveal that Biden's FBI, they were authorized to use deadly force during the Mar-a-Lago raid. Now, that is very interesting. They were going to go up against the Secret Service. I do believe they were hoping that they would be able to get Trump, that Trump would be there and they would be able to start a shooting match. And they were hoping that they would be able to bring him down. Remember, these people are desperate. Julie Kelly responds and says, oh my God, armed FBI agents were preparing to confront Trump and even engage Secret Service if necessary. They were going to go door to door to terrorize male guests and even pick the locks. Sounds like the Gestapo to me, doesn't it? And I do believe they wanted something to happen. They were hoping that Trump was there. But remember, Scavino, he let us know something was going to happen. Remember when he put up the door with number 45 on there? Well, that was like a day or two before, letting us know that something was about to happen. Now, think about the debates that are coming up right now, because Trump, he actually put Biden in a very difficult position. Biden is pushing the idea that he wants this debate in June. Maybe he'll go through with it, but Trump now is pushing him to take a drug test, because he's letting everyone know that he is sky high on enhanced performance drugs, and this is the only way he can operate. And for this individual to be the resident, should we have someone who has the nuclear football, should he be in control of this if he's on certain drugs? So Trump is saying, you know something? Let's do a drug test. Now, again, do you think Biden wants to do a drug test? Absolutely not. So what is Biden counting on? I do believe Biden is counting on the cancellation if Trump's found guilty. I think he's going to push Merchant to say, listen, I don't care what you got to do. I don't care what you got to do with the jury. I don't care what instructions you got to give them. You need to find him guilty, because I'm telling you, that's what you got to do. Or I'm going to release all the blackmail information on you and your family. You think it's bad now with your reputation going down the tubes? Just wait. So I do believe they're going to try to push this very, very hard. Now, it doesn't mean the jury is going to go along with this. The jury has seen quite a bit. But I do believe that he's hoping that if he is found guilty, He'll be in prison. He'll say, well, hey, I wanted to have a debate, but too bad that guy's in prison. You know how he does it. This is what he set up here. Now, again, what happens if they find him innocent? Then what? Trump has already expressed concerns about Joe being juiced up. So he's going to require a drug test. Now, will this force Biden to say, I'm out, I'm not running anymore? Or will he take it and will they lie? Or will Trump say, no, you don't take it in private. We got to take it together. I'll take it with you. I'll have a drug test. You have a drug test. We'll see who's clean. Will that put him on the spot? I do believe so. But you can see the deep state players, they are pushing everything that they have to make sure that when they try to cheat, Trump can't go after them with lawyers or anything like that. And you can see what they're doing right now. They're going after the electors. They're going after the lawyers. Amuse put this out and said, do you know how many Republican lawyers and activists are under attack by Democrat prosecutors and lawyers? Over 400. They're facing indictments, civil suits, and disbarment in an effort to keep them from ensuring election integrity in November. And that's really what they're trying to do. They want to make sure that there's no one out there to fight, make sure they get rid of the electors, alternative electors, making sure that if they cheat, no one is going to complain whatsoever. Now, I do believe that they won't be able to cheat because, again, like we said from the very, very beginning, when the people know and the people understand that they're going to cheat, it's going to make it very, very difficult. And I don't think the people are going to stand for this. And that's why, in the end, I do believe they're going to have to change tactics. The deep state players, they will not be able to go through with it. Because look what's happening. Since Trump is out in New York, he's going to have a rally in the Bronx. The people line the streets to see him as he goes to court. Dan Scavino responded to this and said, Trump is going to flip New York. He absolutely is. And think about all the black voters that the deep state is losing. Think about it. Lawrence Taylor. Then we have Cardi B not voting for Trump. Now we have Amber Rose. She just endorsed Trump. She has like 24.4 million followers on Instagram. And what do you think all these people are saying? Oh my God, if you're not voting for Biden, you're voting for Trump. What's going on here? A lot of people asking a lot of questions, but you can see the deep state players, they are definitely panicking. James Comey now is now on MSNBC panicking. And Patriot Control put this out and said, he says if Trump is elected, he'll follow through on his promise to hold the traitors, criminals accountable. That's right, Jim. Treason doesn't pay well in the end. And Comey actually said it. Well, if he gets elected, the people, they're going to say, you got to go after these people. They're treasonous. Yeah, that's exactly right. The people are going to demand it. But you know why? Because they're going to see the evidence. They're going to see the proof that they are treasonous. And you can see how much they're panicking right now because they see what's happening. They are no longer in control. The Patriots are in control. And I do believe Trump is leading the deep state down the path he wants them to go. We see the cyber attack narrative. It is building. Coming out of the CBS News, it says that the Environmental Protection Agency warns of a major cyber attack to the U.S. water systems. And they're basically, they have issued an alert urging water systems to take immediate action to protect the nation's drinking water from foreign cyber attacks. Cyber attacks against water utilities across the country are becoming more frequent and severe. And they're saying that these attacks could be coming from Russia and Iran or maybe even China. So the EPA officials, they warn approximately 70% of utilities inspected by federal officials over the last year violated standards designed to mitigate cyber attacks. So once again, it looks like they are now building the narrative that there are going to be cyber attacks. And I do believe this narrative is going to move from the water systems to the communication systems to the banking system, which we've already heard from the IMF. And I do believe this is going to continue as we go through the summer months on our way to the presidential election, because they need to build this narrative that something is coming. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see maybe some small attacks, maybe not from nation states, but by smaller groups within the nation states, that they're actually attacking these different areas, maybe communications, maybe the power grid, the water systems. This way people start to understand that, hey, look, these attacks are coming. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're leading the deep state players down this path, because why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? If they're going to destroy their own voting system, if they're going to shut everything down, we can't use them because we don't know if there's malware that's implanted. We don't know what they did, because, again, they do hook the election systems up while they're testing. So if they're going to destroy their systems where they think they will be able to delay the election and stay in power, why not allow them to do it? Just like they're destroying their economic system. The economic system that we're in today is run by the private West central bank system. It is their system. They're destroying their own system. Why not allow the deep state to destroy their own cheating system? And I do believe this is exactly what we're seeing right now. And we can see that Trump's plan, the military's plan, I do believe everything is going as scheduled. He was at a rally, I do believe this was out in Minnesota, letting everyone know that, hey, when he gets elected again, is this going to be his third term or is it second term? He says, well, I think it is the third term. And then he puts something out on Truth where he just says, pause. Now, he is making fun of Joe Biden because Joe Biden was reading his teleprompter telling him to pause. And he actually read the word pause. Trump made fun of him. But I do believe this is a message out to the people, letting everyone know that is exactly what we're in right now. We're in a pause. Trump took a pause. Is he still commander in chief? Absolutely. Is he still in control? Absolutely. He just needed to wake everyone up. He needed the people to see the truth. And that was the reason for the pause. But take a listen to what he said here.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Now think if I read my teleprompter and I'm going, well, let's see, because of the weakness in the economy, I'd like to apologize. Pause. Pause. What was that? That's unbelievable. Pause. You know, I was watching it. I said, that was weird.
So I do believe this was a message letting everyone know we are definitely in a pause. He is still the commander in chief. And there is a plan to wake up the population so the population can see the entire criminal syndicate and how they're trying to remove your freedom, destroy the country, and he needed to do this so the people would take it all back. And I do believe in the end, the people are going to take it back, the people are going to be with him, and he's going to give the people the ability to have their vote counted. Counted like we've never seen before. This is not going to be a normal election like we normally had. Just like in 2020, it was a strange election with mail-ins and things like that. I do believe this election, Trump is going to turn the tables on them, and he's going to use all of this against them to have a fair, transparent election, not using their cheating system. Now, even if we use their cheating system, I still believe that we will have enough people to override their cheating system. And once again, they're trying to put everything into place to make sure that no one can complain after they cheat. But I don't even believe they're going to be able to get that far. And I don't even believe that Trump will be contesting the election. I do believe it's going to be the other side this time around, where they're going to say, no, he cheated somehow, some way. And that's when they're going to unleash the violence in this country, especially when they delay it. When they delay it, I think what they're going to try to do is they're going to say that the MAGA people, they're upset about this. And the people of the country, they're pissed off. And that's why they're out there rioting. That's why they're out there. And I do believe they're going to have people dressed up as Trump supporters, and they're going to be out there. The other side of this, they could also push the same type of thing when we actually go ahead and we vote and we use paper ballots with the National Guard, Marines protecting the election. And once that is done, I do believe they're going to try to delay the certification of the elections. Once again, they can use their people dressed up as Trump supporters and say, hey, look, the elections weren't certified. We're pissed off. That's why we're rioting. That's why we're out on the streets. I do believe they'll be using the Patriot Front group, the Nazi group that they had. They'll be using Antifa, the illegals, and they'll try to start a civil war. But I don't believe this is going to work. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have other plans where they're going to get all these people out in the streets in one location. And I do believe someone will have to call the ball, because as they see their cities being destroyed, and I think this is going to happen in a lot of the blue areas, I think people are going to become very, very angry. And one way or another, someone is going to have to call the ball and bring, or actually activate, the National Guard, the military, to take care of all of this. And we'll have to see how this all plays out, but it looks like we're heading down this path. And I do believe everything is going according to schedule. And Trump, the Patriots, they are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.